This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This here is Hank Hill from Arlen, Texas. My wife, Peggy, and my son, Bobby, and I want to buy a house in Santa Barbara. I'll tell you what, Santa Barbara's got some of the best weather out here. We're ready to write an offer, but it's subject to my boss, Mr. Strickland, opening up a propane dealership there in Santa Barbara. Is that okay with you?
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. A good job, Richard, voicing Hank Hill from King of the Hill. I'd love to have a large propane tank in my yard as a backup. I have a few propane tanks. That's a long story. Today's guest, UCSB Economic Forecast Director Peter Rupert, will discuss rent control, AI, Zoom versus in-office, and State Street. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, but first we're going to talk about what's pending and what the median price is of the pool of pending listings. Isn't that fascinating? For some reason, 106 weeks ago, I thought I should be looking at the median price of what's pending. We have 87 pending listings with a median price of $2,380,000. So that's up from last week's $2.2 million, down from $2.5 million. It's been bouncing around $2,400,000, over $2.2 million. But the number is more interesting to me, 87. Last year at this time, you ask how many were pending? 68. With a median price of $2,245,000. Remember, the first 6 months of 2025, the median price was on fire, $2,650,000. And here we are year to date, $2,212,500, which, by the way, was the median price of 2022. So, although, as mentioned, the median price and the appreciation, you know, it's been level for the last few years. The first 6 months of 2025 was the exception. It popped up, but attributed to Montecito, which we'll discuss in a moment. I also have Montecito only and without Hope Ranch in Montecito for the first 18 weeks of the year through May 1st, 2026. But the number of pendings is high. The year-to-date number of sales, 304 sales. Last year it was 296. Year before that, 256. And before that, 221. Now, the median price, $2,212,500. And so just under 17 sales per week, 16.89. Last year, 16.44. So it's nice to see more sales, nice to see more pending. But what's available to look at right now, 219 homes are on the market, not in escrow, single-family homes, South Coast. Last year, 252. So that's a big difference. Under a million, there are two under a million. So now, okay, so if you take a look at, let's see, going back, I already gave you last year, Montecito only. Median price, $5.5 million through May 1st, 2026. 49 sales. Last year, Montecito, it was $5.9 million and 67 sales. Now, that's a big drop. That's a 27% drop in Montecito only, which is why last year it was so high, which is why the median price overall was high. I asked Mark Schneep about it, and he said, it's just noise. Ignore it. So 49 sales year-to-date Montecito, not bad compared to 2024 when it was 51 and higher than 2023 when it was 36 Montecito only. What about without Montecito and Hope Ranch? 241 sales through May 1st, 2026 without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Median price, $1.9 million. Last year, 217 sales. So we have over 11% higher number of sales without Montecito and Hope Ranch through May 1st, 2026, single family. Median price 1.9. Last year it was 2,165. So that median price is 12% lower. However, the year before it was 2 million in 2024 with 200 sales. 241 sales this year, year to date, without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Last year, 217. Year before that, 200. Year before that, 174. Now, the prior year's a lot higher. Of course, the median price was a lot lower. Not 2022, actually. 267 sales in 2022. The median price was 2 million. So it's been level going back to 2022. Go back to 2021. The unicorn year, 338 sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito through May 1st, but the median price was only $1,551. So again, pretty level going back to 2022. Level and excruciatingly expensive. Okay. And looking at everything, the median price, for some reason I went back to 2015. $1,160,000 was the median price in 2015. Going up through 2020, it was $1,332,000. So those years from 2015 to 2020, it was, you know, it went up obviously $1,160,000 to $1,332,000, but not the jump in 2021 where it hit $2 million on that median price. Through May 1st, 2026. Okay. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest coming up is UCSB Economic Forecast Director Peter Rupert. He's going to talk about rent control, State Street, AI, and Zoom. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.